This is the Tom Likas Show.
You can make a loaf of bread for as little as a quarter.
Now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank.
For a loaf of bread. Thank you for tuning in to the Tom Likas Show. This is where you hear us live, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 24-7 at blowmeuptom.com. You can hear us on our brand new free app. Get it at the App Store. Get it at Google Play. Or get it at TomEverywhere.com. That's TomEverywhere.com. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being part of the program. We appreciate it. Here we are together again. It's you and me and a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. And joining us for our bonus hour, here he is, criminal defense attorney Adam Sack. Adam!
Hey, Tom. What's up?
Not much. What's going on?
I'm having a blast in the studio with the guys.
Well, that's good. That's good.
So, you know, the holidays were starting earlier and earlier, but now we're post-Black Friday, so there's no avoiding it. I got Christmas music 24/7 in the background wherever I go. It's tough to be Jewish, Tom, I'm telling you.
Oh, my.
But one of the things that this holiday season brings upon us, which people have to really think about, you have a group of people get together that don't really like each other all that much. And that's your family, okay? And things happen now. I had a really interesting case this week, and I'm going to have him on as a guest next week because it was a family law case with restraining orders. But basically, this client and I sat, and we watched case after case of restraining orders. And with respect to criminal law, this is one of the biggest times. You know, a lot of people think that you're supposed to be happy and you're supposed to be jolly and it's supposed to be this great time of the year and all. But the truth is that there's a lot of repressed anger. There's a lot of confusion between people. And, you know, relatives get together. People get together. People are in different social circumstances. I cannot believe some of the stuff I saw on the internet where people were charging into Walmart like animals to get the cheap DVD player or whatever, and they were literally beating each other up. And
I saw that.
Was that a shock or what?
Well, because we've seen that before. We've seen people being tricked at Walmart.
Well, you know, we're talking about this, theory and reality. So you have this theory about love and goodwill towards men and all that and the holiday season. I guess that's nice. And we just heard that Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook is going to give away all his money, which is a lot, billions, to charity or whatever. That's very nice. And there's, you know, these nice acts of people giving money to the Salvation Army or, you know, helping their fellow man or whatever. But the other reality is that a lot of people get frayed nerves, a lot of confusion and anger, a lot of people that you don't see all that time, that much, you know, like your family members, people from, different sub parts. I mean, I remember going to, get togethers where I saw people that were distant cousins and, you know, you didn't really know them very well. And there's a lot of things that come up and a lot of old emotions, and this is a good time for them to boil over. So I got to tell all the guys to be careful and be smart about it. We have technology now that is just absolutely different than anything we've ever had before. You know, the thing that you talk about, Tom, is, you know, why do bars have parking lots, right? Really true, you know. A bar shouldn't have a parking lot if you're supposed to drink, you know, just one drink. I mean, you know, anything over that is going to be above the legal limit. And how are you supposed to get home? And, you know, you talked about, you know, meeting a chick and driving to her house and the risk you're taking. You know, all of that is a race now. You know, I grew up around Manhattan where you would go outside and hail a cab. And that's something that you could never do in Los Angeles. There is taxi service, but it's very, very difficult and you have to wait a long time. It's very expensive. And this has all been supplanted now by Uber and Lyft. And so there are all these options that people have to avoid, for example, drinking and driving. A lot of people also get busted coming from not only bars, but, you know, family homes or parties or the office Christmas party or whatever. And never forget what Tom said. It's been a long time, but, you know, when you work in a corporate environment, the human resource people are watching you at the Christmas party. Right, Tom?
They're taking attendance and they're watching your behavior. And frankly, I think some companies set holiday parties up as big social experiments to see how people will act in certain situations.
I think there's actually no doubt about it. And I've seen in some weird way where the human resource department disciplines people or gets people in trouble in the company or gets people fired, and they're taking a little too much enjoyment in it. They seem to be liking to do this. So this is something that they're supposed to supposedly do, I would think, with a lot of regret, you know. They don't want to fire people, and yet they will watch you at the Christmas party, and if you drink too much, they will report that to the proper channels, and that may have an impact on your career. You know, it's no joke. And I never realized how many people in this world would love to see a way to screw up another person's career. You know, I thought that was one of the things that, you know, people didn't want to do. You didn't want to hurt another person's job, or you didn't want to hurt another person's livelihood, or this thing that they worked very hard to, you know, get to a good position in a company or whatever. And that's just not true. And in the context of family, I posted on my Facebook today one of the things that I get on the internet. I get leads from different people that need a lawyer. And this was a lead from a woman who was saying that she and her husband got into a big fight. They have a bunch of kids, and they live in Ventura County or something. And they started fighting, and the police were called. And she went crazy and told the cops that the husband had hit her and all these things. And the truth was is that she actually had started the fight. But be that as it may, this whole thing starts, which the husband was arrested, and he's going on trial for domestic violence. And the kids are now in foster care, and this whole ball is rolling, and she wants to undo it. So she's going to the prosecutor or to the police and telling them that she doesn't want to go forward. She wants to not press charges, and that's just not how it works anymore. Our society has changed, legally speaking, that once these things get involved, they can't be undone. And that's something that we talked about. This was a guest that I had on last year, Aaron Pitsey, who was saying that, you know, everything in your entire life comes down to one 911 call. That a woman who gets angry, who makes a single 911 call, can change the entire course of your life. And it's done in such a way that it can't be undone. And that's kind of what happened to you, right, Tom? You had you woke up with a flashlight in your face, right?
Of course.
You know, the guy just says to the woman, oh, fucking, I'm going to sleep, leave me alone. And the woman's like, oh, I'm not going to take that. And maybe she's drunk or she's screwed up or she's pissed off for the moment. And she calls the police, and that starts a course of events and actions that cannot be reversed. And I have to say that if it's going to happen, this is one of the highest probability times, which is the month, particularly after Thanksgiving, particularly the month of December, through to Christmas, obviously, Hanukkah, whatever, Kwanzaa, and New Year's. It is amazing to me, and this has happened to me consistently over the years, where I have women I haven't talked to in a long time and ex-girlfriends, and they recontact me during this time of the year. And this is like when she doesn't want to, you know, be alone for New Year's, or she doesn't want to not have a date for Christmas or whatever it is, you know, they're supposed to stand under the mistletoe. And there are a lot of expectations that are projected. And you've seen this kind of classic YouTube comedy where the girlfriend was expecting an engagement ring, and the boyfriend or the fiance or whatever buys her a vacuum cleaner. Did you see that one, Tom?
I have, actually. And, you know, women complain about that all the time when you get them an appliance or a gadget.
Yeah.
They hate it.
Something practical, you know.
Yeah.
That's not what they want to see. So in that context, you know, you've got to really think about a lot of what's going on, and it's the kind of world where if you do buy her the vacuum cleaner and it's not what she wanted, you know, she's going to smack you, you know? And that's something that, that in her mind is perfectly legit. And if you smack her back, you're going to be the one that goes to jail. There's no doubt about it. I mean, it's just the way it works. And guys are always amazed by that. And they sit there and they say to me with, you know, great seriousness, you know, she hit me first. You just got to tell the judge what happened, that she hit me first. And it's not really going to help. It's not really going to make any difference. I saw a really funny video, one of these little comedy videos, where this girl comes up to her boyfriend, who's like reading a magazine, and she says that she wants to have sex with him. And he tells her, I'm kind of tired, not now, or something like that. Like, he rejects her. And she goes out of her mind. She cannot believe it, you know? She's furious. Right. And he says to her, you reject me all the time. And she's like, yeah, I'm a girl. I'm allowed to do that. You don't get to reject me, though, you know? I put this also on my Facebook, so if you want to check this, it's really a good one. But, you know, you have to remember that the expectations and the family pressure and a lot of what goes on in this time of the year make people lose their minds. And I just don't want the boys out there to be victims of this. So please be aware. Absolutely, you talk about drinking and driving especially. There are a lot of extra patrols, and the cops are very aware of this. And you don't want to get caught up in all that nonsense. So there's always, like we said, Uber and Lyft. You should always put those apps onto your phone, have them available to you, even if you don't expect to use them. Installing them is free. And, I mean, if you look at the cities that we have nowadays, getting from one side to the other side on a Lyft or whatever is, you know, no big deal, $20 or whatever, no big deal. And with respect to the rest, I definitely would say that you have to be very guarded. You have to recognize that people are a little bit more uninhibited now. You're with family members. People are having expectations. Women are having a sense of entitlement in the holiday season. And so if you hear something ridiculous, you see something stupid, it's going to be a really good idea to walk away from it and not to get involved in it. And as much as you love your mom, if she says something idiotic to you about what kind of son you're supposed to have been or what you should have done for the holidays or something like that, you might want to turn and leave rather than get into it with her, because next thing you know, your uncle and your first cousin and the rest of the gang are going to come storming into the kitchen and beat you up and get you into a situation. There is so much family stuff now, and the police are specially trained with extra sensitivity now to this kind of stuff. It used to be when the police would walk in onto domestic things, they were told not to get involved, just to calm everybody down and to leave, and to not get in the middle of it. And now they go in, and their expectation, and this is not a joke, is much more geared towards making an arrest. And they're actually trained in this, that they have to make an arrest. They have to come home with someone in cuffs, and it should be the person who's the aggressor, and it's the person who was starting the fight, the person who was the most hostile. And you've got to remember that in the unfair computation that exists today, the person who's going to be considered the aggressor, who's the most hostile, is going to be the man.
Well, that's what's always assumed, that we started it.
I don't know how to get around that, Tom. It's a big problem. The caseload, I mean, in this court, and like I said, I'll have them next week, there were so many restraining order cases. It was just astounding. This one courtroom was in one of these remote courts in Pomona, and they had 22 cases, just restraining orders. And the judge was saying how many there were coming every day, plus what they call ex-party ones, which means that they're emergency ones, and that they had just dominated all the calendars. And they weren't only domestic ones, which are the ones between people that are related, but there are also a lot of civil, which is between people that are not related. So that's between friends or people that are neighbors or people that are coworkers. And, you know, if a person that's a coworker of yours successfully gets a restraining order against you, then you're not going to be able to go to work. you'll have to be fired from your job. I mean, literally, because you won't be able to sit in the building where you work because that other person is there and you're not allowed to go near that person if the restraining order exists. So, I mean, these things have gigantic consequences that are very, very real. And people, you know, look at them and they're amazed at how widespread and how, in terms of the effect that it can have on someone's life. It's no joke. And I'm always talking to people who are, you know, having legal problems, who are so surprised at how easily it happened. You know, there's a sense that it would never happen to you. You know, like someone is just living their life. You say, I don't get in fights with anybody. I mind my own business. I'm never going to have a legal problem. And it's amazing when I talk to people how fast it happens, that they went to do something very routine. You know, they went to a store, they were hanging out with friends, or they were in a club or whatever, and they got into some very silly, illogical disagreement with someone, which didn't make any sense. You know, classic, you know, bar room, you know, bumped into someone by accident, knocked over their beer, you know, apologized or whatever even. Told the guy, oh, I didn't mean that, here, I'll buy you another one. And the guy doesn't accept the apology, pushes back, you know, his friend hits you. All of a sudden, you know, you're involved in, you know, six felonies. And people say to me, I don't understand how this happened. I don't understand how it emerged this way and how it took on a life of its own. And that's certainly especially true for any kinds of the domestic crimes in terms of, you know, I know we're talking about family law last week and criminal law this week, but the domestic crimes become criminal when you talk about domestic violence in the criminal sense rather than just restraining orders and so forth. And people talk about, you know, my wife and I were doing fine and everything was okay for a long time, and I can't understand how this suddenly emerged. And it seems like that to people. It seems that it's sudden and that it was, you know, unexpected and inexplicable, and it just sort of kapow, happened out of nowhere. And that's one of the reasons that a lot of people go to court without a lawyer, because they're not prepared and they don't realize how serious it is. And then they go to court once or twice and they start going, oh my God, this is like, this is really happening. I can't just talk my way out of it. And that, unfortunately, is very much how our system works. As I said, once the ball starts rolling. So my extra special holiday advice at the beginning of this holiday season is for everyone to just, you know, take a deep breath and think very carefully. Be aware of your own limits. You know, we have a lot of temptations and a lot of fun stuff. You have states now where marijuana is legal, and you have, you know, if you're over 21, you can get booze freely. And, you know, you can't do that in Saudi Arabia. And these things are all great, and it's great to party and have a great time. We're going to have a blast at the Christmas party from hell next week. But on the other hand, afterwards, I had a bunch of guys over the years that got DUIs after the party. And I, you know, helped them all, but at the same time, I don't want you to be one of them. So get yourself an Uber. Come on, get yourself a Lyft. You know, do something logical like that, or have a, you know, just whether we talk about the designated driver or whatever, that's fine. And be aware in the context of your business and your important relationships in terms of professional work. If you go to the company party, don't be stupid. Pay attention. You're being watched. There's no doubt about it. I've seen a lot of these employment cases now where you are a high-income guy and you had enemies at the company, people that were looking to screw with you, and they used your behavior during the holiday party and during the holiday time where people are, you know, staying late a little and drinking and whatnot, and they use that against people to get people fired, to get contracts not renewed. We see you, and Tom always talks about how cruel the radio stations are, where people are getting fired right before Christmas and whatnot.
Right.
And there's no doubt about it, right, Tom?
Just ask Geraldo Rivera.
Good old Geraldo. And he had Dickie's word. That must count for a lot. And, you know, when you talk about the holiday parties and then the personal parties, family get-togethers and so forth, you know, your aunts and your uncles and your brother who you haven't seen in a long time, remember, there's a lot of repressed rage in families. It's just natural. Every family is dysfunctional in its own ways, and that doesn't mean anything is bad or evil about your family. I mean, some people have horrible families, but most people just have your typical dysfunctional things going on. And so on some level, your brother is angry at you because mom always favored you over him. And if he gets a couple of drinks in him and starts laying this on you, it might be a smart idea to say, well, that's great, and I'm going to go now, and I'll see you later, rather than to really get in it with him, because it doesn't tend to end well. And like I've said, the police are mandated now. They don't just go and talk to everyone to calm down. The police are very inclined to arrest people. And, you know, times now for the police and the relationship that we have as the public towards the police are very complicated. Now, we see all these race relation things, but just in general, if you see what's going on, we see the police unloading, you know, 16 bullets on a young person because he had a knife or whatever and he's acting strange. We have a lot of tension where the police, for example, in Baltimore, feel that they were blamed for things, and so they don't want to push too hard, so they're not really enforcing like they usually do, supposedly, and so there's a lot more crime than there used to be in these areas, and the police are very, very nervous. I don't know if they're trigger happy. There are probably some that are, but they're definitely very nervous, and they're going to be especially nervous in any kind of domestic situation. So if your wife or your girlfriend calls the cops, you want to come to the door and let them see your hands, okay? And don't be making any strange moves. And you want to say, look, nothing happened, everything's fine. And beyond that, you shut up. You don't talk to the police. You don't get into these long conversations because, essentially, if you're talking about what you did and how much you had to drink, you're confessing. And you're giving them evidence that they're going to use against you. So it's very, very important to be smart about that. And if you do get into something weird, obviously give me a call and I'll help you out. But at the same time, it's always better to avoid it. And that's my holiday greeting.
Yeah. One day we should have a TV special like the old Andy Williams show. We should have the Adam Sachs.
Yeah.
Joyful holiday special.
With a little fireplace in the background or whatever.
Right. You could tell Christmas stories. People arrested on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
You're spending the night in jail and that kind of, it's so festive.
It's, you know, being Jewish, Christmas Day doesn't mean a whole lot to me. And I've gone to the jail on Christmas Day to bail people out, Tom. And it's a sad scene. You see these people wearing really nice clothes, for example. That it reminded me of that woman that was all dressed up that you picked up at the Chinese restaurant. Over in Fairfax or whatever.
Genghis Cohen, yeah.
Genghis Cohen, our favorite. But, you know, she was apparently off to some, you know, she was going to be the belle of the ball, but she got stood up, you know. And you see these people getting bailed out or being held in the holding cell who obviously had gone to Christmas parties, men and women, and they were dressed to the nines and looking real sharp. And obviously something went wrong. And
yes.
They ended up spending the evening in a very different place than they expected. So I don't wish that on anybody, and it's just a crazy world. You know, we have a situation where literally, and this is more so on the holiday, but you have 200 or more people being arrested every day just in Los Angeles County for DUI, and in the holiday season days, as it approaches Christmas and New Year's, ends up being more in the 400 to 500 per day range. And that's just L.A. County. You also have, obviously, all the other counties and all the other states in this union. So we're talking about thousands and thousands of people. And so I don't wish it on anyone, but, you know, sooner or later, it may end up being you. And this happens, and it's something that you have to, you know, kind of have a plan. It's amazing to me. I have a lot of people call me after they get arrested, of course. And some of them followed my advice, and some did not. And a lot of the ones that followed my advice were much more, you know, kind of even-handed and even-headed about it and said, I didn't tell the cop anything. I told him I wanted my lawyer, blah, blah. That was good. But then a lot of people tell me, I knew what your advice was, but I never thought it would happen to me. And so when I started getting arrested, I couldn't believe it, you know, and I froze, you know, I didn't know what to do. So the cop scared me and he started, you know, threatening me and I spilled my guts or whatever. So don't do that, please. Be smart. Just shut up and I'll help you. I'll find a way out of the problem. But, you know, life is a mystery and you have to definitely be extra aware when people start loosening up with their family and at work, and you know, you add booze and whatever else there is, and strange things are going to happen.
Absolutely. We're going to take a break because we have calls building up.
All right.
For Adam Sachs. Criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs in this bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. And your phone calls coming up here, along with the folks who are waiting on hold. Call us right now if you have a question for Adam. He's here as criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs. And that means if you've been accused of a crime, maybe you did it, maybe you didn't, maybe you did it and they can't prove you did it. Well, here's free legal advice for you right now. Call 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM, that's the number. 901-3000-866.
Serving the universe from an old laundromat in Burbank. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
It's the Tom Likas Show. At 901-3000-TOM, a bonus hour with criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs answering your legal questions for free at 901-3000-TOM, 901-3000-866. Now's the time, boys and girls. Get your tickets to our third annual holiday party from hell. It's coming up. Are you kidding? It's coming up a week from Thursday. That is Thursday night, December 10th at 8 p.m. until we're done. And this year, for the first time, we're bringing the party to Orange County, to the Juke Joint in Anaheim. By the way, this is kind of a test to see if Orange County is a viable place to do these events. So if you'd like more events in Orange County, we want to see you at the third annual Holiday Party from Hell on Thursday night, December 10th. All right. Now, the Juke Joint, what's that all about? Wow. Take a look on Yelp. You'll see what people say about the Juke Joint. Pool tables, electronic dart boards, $5 craft beers, reasonably priced cocktails, and your fellow listeners and P1s from all over North America. Okay, it's going to be one hell of a night, and it's coming up Thursday night, December 10th, 8 p.m. till we're done at the Juke Joint. Now, it's our last chance of the year to bring in the revenue we need to continue this 24-7 live stream that you're enjoying right now into 2016. And tickets are flying out the door, so get them right now by going to holidaypartyfromhell.com. It's holidaypartyfromhell.com. And don't forget, there'll be giveaways all night long, including pool cues, darts, dart boards, and more from our friends at Triangle Billiards. Check them out at TriangleBilliards.com. Okay, phone calls in this bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show for criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs. Let us say hello here to Ken in Agoura Hills. Ken, you're on the Tom Likas Show, the bonus hour with Adam Sachs.
Hello, gentlemen. Thank you both for your sage advice that you provided over the past few years. I greatly appreciate it, and happy holidays.
Thanks, Ken.
And to you.
I thank you very much. I appreciate it. I have a question for you. A situation I have is kind of a unique thing. To start with, I don't have any kind of a criminal record. I never have. I have licenses that I have some fiduciary liability, but I have a relative that has been in a lot of trouble up to the point of being in prison, and when he's been pulled over for various things involving drug offenses and other things, has used my information because I'm not using my real name, but I have a unique name, and he's able to memorize it, and has, in some cases, it's gone to a felony warrant because he's used my name, and Orange County is one of those places where it happened, and didn't show up for court, and so then a felony warrant came out in my name, and at one point I used defense attorney to get that taken off the record, and every time I've been able to get off of it, and when I've talked to police have said to me pretty much that, you know, if the guy gives us the name, we're going to book him under that, and at some point he clear it out. But, you know, as I said, one of them made to a felony warrant, and I've had, since that time, five or six situations where I've had to clear this up, and I'm looking for, is there any proactive way to deal with the situation? I mean, I obviously don't have a great relationship with this relative, or I can tell them to stop, because I've already done that, and it hasn't done anything. So besides killing him, what else do I have?
I don't think you should kill him, but that's absolutely psychotic. I mean, that's crazy. He's insane. I mean, there's no way to reason with the guy.
No, well, the truth of it is, unfortunately, and I'm not making excuses, is that he's addicted to drugs.
Obviously, but I mean, aside from his issues, there's no reason for him to be dragging you into the quicksand, right?
I mean, there's no absolute reason.
We talk about drug addicts, you know, on this show many times, and Tom always says that, you know, their basic reality of their personalities is to drag other people down with them. And for this guy to be given a fake name, which isn't just a name he made up, it's actually your name, he must know that that could create you as the target of the person getting arrested. Now, I mean, I certainly could help you with this. There are ways to make him stop. You should probably make a criminal complaint against him, maybe even a civil case against him. But the bottom line is that that is very illegal. And what I'm afraid of is that, you know, you're going to get pulled over at gunpoint and get shot by accident. Because the cops think you're this dangerous felon when actually you're completely innocent and it's this other guy. And plus, obviously, it can have an effect on your life in terms of your, I don't know, your work or whatever. You're going to have these bench warrants on your records when meanwhile you're actually innocent. You didn't do anything at all. It was like this person impersonating you, essentially stealing your identity.
Well, that's Alan, and that's exactly what has been the problem, because I've had situations where, you know, I've put my name, if you go into, you know, from being a criminal defense attorney, you can put a person's name into the jail system, and my name has shown up, my real name. And my biggest concern is things that I don't know about is that people may have Googled my name or they've looked up and said, man, this guy's a criminal. And
right.
This is not just, some of this stuff has been, he's been on 5150 hold. He's been arrested for, death threats. I mean, all kinds of stuff that I don't need to be a part of.
No, I couldn't agree more. But my experience with identity theft, which is what we're talking about, is, generally it's not someone you know. In other words, I had someone a couple of years ago writing checks on my bank account. They stole my name or whatever, my identity. And I wrote a complaint to my bank, and we fixed it. But I never knew who it was. I don't know where they got my information from. They may have got it electronically. What's fascinating about this is you actually know this person. This is a relative of yours, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
let's put it that way.
I understand. That's sick. That's disgusting. I don't know exactly how you're related to him, but if you could talk to his mother or to his sister or something and say, will you get to this guy and tell him to knock it off? Because I would obviously, not tolerate it. You should certainly write a complaint against him, and he would be, in a lot of trouble for that. I don't see why he has the right to do this to you, and it seems like it's something that you've tolerated for a long time, and I wouldn't put up with it for another minute.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I don't feel like there's any remedy. I mean, I've made a criminal complaint.
Have you?
And they've kind of been I have a police report. They're apathetic about it. I've talked to police officers that have been involved. I only found a few police officers that really, really felt something, and they added charges, and he has been indicted, or I don't know how far it went, whether it was past an indictment, but for false identity.
Wow.
He has had that, but the problem is that, if he's in a different jurisdiction, or even the same jurisdiction, the way I understand it, that they go by based on what they can to book it, and it comes down to whether the police officer, wants to do some research, and I had one officer that called me literally 10 times one night and kept hanging up, wouldn't leave a message. And finally, I picked it up. I thought it was somebody who was, prank calling. And I picked up the phone, and it was a police officer. And he said, well, thank you for, answering the phone. And I explained the reason why I wasn't. And he understood. And he says, verify you are. I did. He says, I knew it. This guy is trying to pass off as you. And I wasn't going to let him go based on that. And so he was patient. So I was able to with him, but I have friends that are police officers, and they all say, well, that's unfortunately some of the dirty, truth about it. And I have, and sadly, I mean, you talk about the relative. This is a brother, okay?
So this person is your brother?
Yes.
Can you have your mother or your father talk to him?
Sadly, neither one of them are around.
Oh,
and if they were, he was a problem for them, too.
All right, well, you know what? Give me a call after the show. And I'll have a talk with him. And I think that'll have a big effect. And I certainly write him a letter telling him to desist in doing this. And we can file a case against him. He's obviously very, very troubled, and maybe he's trying to get your attention, or I don't know what he's doing, but it doesn't matter because he has no right to screw around with your good name. And it's sick.
Amazing.
I mean, it's really sick. Crazy, huh, Tom?
Amazing.
How do you deal with these
amazing
crazy
story.
People out there? And Tom, you
I
have experience with drug addicts. I mean, they're impossible.
Yeah. I just don't deal with them. Seriously.
No, I know, but you had these relatives, as I recall.
Yeah. I had a cousin who literally, my grandmother lived in one of these row houses in Park Slope, Brooklyn.
Yeah.
One of these brick row houses. And after she died, my drug-addicted cousins were living in the house, and one of them drove a motorcycle right through the front door and into the living room.
Great.
And they used to do things like that. And
nice.
There'd always be cops, and there'd always be trouble, and I want no part of that in my life. None.
I know, but look how this guy is not bringing it into his life, and this guy is actually
right.
using his name and drawing him in. Sick.
Right.
Disgusting.
Awful. Hate it. 901-3000, Tom, that's our telephone number. Adam Sachs is here. David in Los Angeles, you're on the Tom Likas Show with Adam.
Hello, Tom.
Hello.
Mr. Sachs.
Hi, David, how are you?
Mr. Sachs, good evening.
Thank you.
Reason I'm calling is you guys were just speaking on this topic just a few minutes ago. I got myself a DUI about 3 years ago.
Okay.
Absolutely embarrassing. And at this time, my probation is up, I'd say, sometime in January.
Okay.
Of course, I had no problems as far as getting in trouble with the law. I'm not a criminal or anything of that nature.
For sure.
But I'm really, this time, very much interested in getting this expunged and
right.
was curious how does this work in California, especially L.A. County. I'm looked at as a criminal, man. Fucking cops pull me
yeah.
over. You got to explain this whole process, and
yeah,
it's just embarrassing.
One of the other things that you have to really be aware of, and this has happened with a lot of guys that call me, and I understand you straightened out and everything, and I'm really glad, but if you get another DUI, even after probation is over, it's considered much more serious as your second DUI. And I
right,
always talk
right.
to people who've got their second or even third DUIs, and I say, why didn't you get the last one expunged? And they're
right.
like, oh, yeah, I was gonna, you know? So the bottom line is, it's good that you kept up on this. I don't know what the story of the DUI is, but I hope you fought it at the time. But you probably got 3 years. Sorry?
Yeah, I did. I got 3 years.
Probation,
and the
right?
sad part is, yeah, 3 years probation. The sad thing is, I got a lawyer who sold me on the fact that he'd been involved with many DUI cases. As
okay.
I saw him work, clearly, mine was his first.
Really?
And that, yeah.
Well, how young was he? I mean, was he only a lawyer for a couple of years?
You know, you could tell he was relatively young. I'd say maybe within the 28 to 35-year-old range.
Okay.
But, like, you know, the thing that sold me on the fact was the folks I spoke to. You know how DMV suspends your license,
right.
like automatically almost?
Right.
He actually wanted to meet with the DMV folks, or it was one of those things where it wasn't just going to be a byproduct, like, well, let it happen type thing.
No.
I
fight the DMV right away, and I protect the license, definitely.
Dude,
that's something
and
that
that's
needs
the
to
whole
be done.
Thing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So anyhow, the whole thing is that him and I having a – Also, I put up a review on Yelp, you know, because I'm a bit of a jerk when I want to be in. And he read it.
Oh,
and he
great.
Called me, and he said, listen, dude, blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm like, listen.
What
came to an agreement.
Hold on. I understand you put a bad review is the point.
Oh, absolutely.
Great.
Absolutely. So so he told me, take it down, and you can have me as a one-time service. So I told him, well, listen, dude, I know the 3 years, and it's up in Jan. I'm definitely not going to be in trouble in any kind of way.
Right.
So let's get this expunged. But at this time, I'm curious as to what you have to say.
Yeah.
Because, of course, I'm a little bit of, like, wait, what are you going to tell me? So
I understand. Well, listen, expungement is a lovely thing. I've talked about it many times.
Okay.
It's strictly technical. I complete
right.
some forms. You don't have to go to court or anything. You stay home. I go to court once or twice, maybe three times. And what ends up happening, and it's a beautiful thing. I've gotten reactions that surprised me, where people got really emotional and teary-eyed and whatnot. But basically, what happens, especially you know, after 3 years and your probation's over, you paid all the fines, everything's taken care of.
Absolutely, absolutely.
They actually undo your conviction, which means if you pled guilty or you were found guilty or whatever, no contest, whatever you did, that is actually reversed. And so it's as though you never were guilty. Your file is destroyed. And, I mean, they literally, it's gone. I mean, it's a beautiful thing. You start off, you know, like pure and clean again. And if it had any impact on, you know, your rights to have a gun or to vote or whatever, you know, all of that's gone. And, you know, when you get one of these applications and it says, well, you know, ever convicted of a crime, you can actually say no because your conviction is gone. It's expunged. And I don't charge by the hour. I do it for a flat price. And I've got to say that everyone I've done it for has just been absolutely so happy. And they just said it was so, you know, because it takes a few months. So you hire me and then you don't hear anything for a little while. And then I send you the certificate that shows that it's done. And people call me and they go, you know, it is such a beautiful thing. It's such a load off of my mind. I felt like such a scumbag, you know, getting pulled over and the cops see this on the screen, you know, that I'm a convicted felon or convicted whatever, you know, DUI. Obviously, I'm a drunk. I'm a loser, whatever.
Right,
and
right.
You know, let's say you go apply for a job, you know, and you got to sit there and explain.
You explain
to the human resources, well, you know, it was a youthful indiscretion, blah, blah. You know, stupid. You know, get rid of it.
Right.
There is a way to make it go away, especially in the more, you know, modern states like California. So I think it's great. I would highly recommend it, and I'd be happy to do it for you.
Okay, I was going to ask. So because I'm going to hold this asshole to the fact that he told me.
So what, he's going to do it for
service,
you?
Yeah, he mentioned something like that. But, again, I'm on the fence. He told me he look out after me once already.
Uh-huh.
So it's one of those things that if he were to somehow swing the bat and completely just miss, would then I be able to come to you, or is that like a one-time shot type thing?
So what you're saying is that after this guy makes a mess of it, you want me to clean it up, right?
No, not at all. But, you know, you're just kind of just being kind of a realist here because, you know, or would you suggest that I go to you? I mean, because, listen, I got funds, dude. You know what I mean? It's like...
All right, I got to tell you, it's not that expensive. I don't want to, you know, get into it too specific, but...
Right on. I get you.
I'd rather you hire me, but basically, I'm telling you, if you hire me, I'm going to get the job done with no nonsense. So that's worth something, right?
That's all I wanted to hear. Yeah, man, and I'll tell you what, man. I'm a true advocate. Gentlemen, you guys are all listening. Don't drink and drive. You know what I'm saying? Like, No, honestly, dude, like, it was such a pain in the ass. You got to go to these classes. It's a pain. I mess with Uber all the time. I got Lyft.
No, I know, but a lot of people talk about how humiliating it is, you know, and it's like the domestic violence classes. You have to admit that you're a loser, you know? You have to admit that you're wrong.
You know? And so then they ask you, well, do you day drink? I'm like, well, who doesn't in Vegas, you know? So then they make you feel like you're a complete alcoholic. So, and listen, so... For the most part, I usually listen. It's been a while since I listened to Tom. Actually, I just started. Sorry, Tom. I'm remembering the rules, though, man.
Been looking for you.
I haven't actually broken any of them. But what's the? How can I get in contact with you, Mr. Sachs? I mean, how can we?
I'll facilitate that. Yeah, no problem.
I'm going to facilitate that. I'm going to put you on hold, and Dean is going to put you directly in touch with Adam. And in a couple of minutes, Adam's going to give his number out and his email address and everything to everybody. So hang on there, David. We're going to get that done. We're going to hear from Adam on how you can get in touch with him and take some more phone calls coming up here at 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM in this bonus hour to talk to criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs. 901-3000-866.
The entire Tom Likas experience in your pants.
Get the app now.
901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
It's the Tom Likas Show from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. That is where you'll find Gary and Dino, Mike Timpson, and criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs. Adam, how can people get in touch with you?
Well, give me a call. Toll free, 1-800-340-7320. That's 1-800-340-7320. Check out my website, www.adamlawyer.com. And you can send me an email, adam@adamlawyer.com.
Okay, we'll take one more call here for this hour. Tom in Santa Clarita, welcome to the bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. with criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs. Hello.
Tom and Adam, how you guys doing?
Hey.
Great.
What's up?
Okay, I have a question, because I got beat up a couple weeks ago by Tom about my kids, because they're over 18 and I still pay for everything.
Really? How
so
sweet.
Well, I know. Okay, my question is, back in June, he got arrested in New York for trespassing. They were in a vacant building filming a skateboard video.
Really?
And they set off some fire extinguishers that were in the building. And then about 3 hours later, they got busted by some undercover cops. So they detained them for 5 hours. And then they said, okay, but they gave them a ticket for trespassing. And I think that's it. But we're in California. So his buddy went to court. He lives in New York, and it was just a fine. But we did not, because I called some attorneys back there, and, you know, they're charging so much money. And my dumbass kid, you know, lost the ticket, so he came home without the citation. So I'm like, who do we call? Who do we call? So I called, like, every district back there. So we never went to the court date in August. So I guess he went back to New York, and he goes, well, I'm just going to go take care of it. I go, no, you're not, because I don't know what happens when you walk in and go, hey, I didn't show up to court. So, I mean, what do you, does he have a bench warrant, or how does that work in another state
you're
in California?
It sounds a lot like this so-called friend of his may have pled guilty or just paid the fine. But your son didn't appear at all.
Yeah.
So
no.
That would be a bench warrant. You have to appear. You have to either send yourself or send an attorney. That's what you needed to do.
Well, now, I tried to do that, and I kind of got mixed up. I mean, how does it work?
Well, you should have called me. I certainly could help you with it. Now it has to be cleared up. I understand. It's not like a big deal. It's not like a murder or something like that. But there will be a bench warrant, and so he's going to get pulled over. You know, the computers now are all linked together. So even though it's New York, he's going to get pulled over for some, you know, relatively routine sort of thing.
In California?
Anywhere. And they're going to see this on the computer, and he'll be arrested. So it's not something that you can just leave floating around. And I don't know exactly what he was charged with. It may have been a felony. I mean, if he was making a skateboard video, maybe he's supposed to have permits or something. He's supposed to have movie making permits. I mean, they may have charged him with multiple counts. It may be a serious thing. And the fact that he doesn't even have the ticket, that he lost it or whatever, I mean, that's pretty stupid, you know?
Well, no, yeah. Ask Tom. My kids, I talked to Tom 2 weeks ago. My kids, yes. But I did try to call. Because it was in the Bronx, and I called, you know, that whatever they call them, boroughs or districts, and they're like, nope, we don't have it. And I'm like, well, who the hell has this thing?
Well, I understand. You know? I mean, I'm actually licensed to practice law in New York, and you know, you're not going to get anywhere calling like you're doing. It's just not going to work. You need an attorney to follow up on it, to deal with the fact that he didn't show up, and to set a new court date and to go either fight it or plead guilty or try to get a fine or whatever. You can't just ignore these things.
No, let me ask you this.
It's nice that you love him so much and you're trying to help him, but a lot of times, you know, helicopter parents are not helping their kids. And by being so overindulgent, I mean, he's an adult. And if he's stupid and he wants to be arrested, then you're going to have to let him go down and let him learn a lesson. You know, maybe when he hits rock bottom, he'll stop doing stupid shit like this.
Okay. I understand that.
I mean, let me ask you this. How come he didn't call me?
Well, because he's immature being at, you know, 18, 19.
Okay, so how does he feel about being in jail and getting raped?
He ain't going to dig it.
Well, that's something that you should discuss with him. You should say,
I mean,
look,
could
this
he
is,
go
this
to
is,
jail?
Absolutely, of course. It's a bench warrant. A bench warrant means that he has a warrant out for his arrest when any contact that he has with the police to force him to go to court because he missed a court date. You can't just thumb your nose at the justice system. So if they find him out there, and it doesn't matter where he is, he's going to be taken and arrested and taken to court. And he's going to have to post a bond. And if he doesn't have any money and he doesn't have a lawyer, he's going to have a very bad time of it. And you got to sit down with him and say, look, I know you're 18. I know you're having a great time. But you're exposing yourself to serious things. And I'm not going to always be able to be your knight in shining armor as your dad and come flying in and save the day. And one of these days, you're going to get screwed. And I don't want it to happen to you. So stop being stupid and start dealing with actual life responsibilities. And if he doesn't respond to that, then you're going to have to just let it happen and let him get arrested, and he'll have to learn his lesson the hard way.
All right, good luck, Tom. Adam, tell everybody again how they can get in touch with you.
It's harsh having kids, huh, Tom?
I know.
You can call me toll-free, 800-340-7320, and send me an email, adam@adamlawyer.com.
All right, there you go. Now, if you miss any part of this, maybe you were listening on demand, maybe you're listening to a replay of the show, there will be another live appearance by Adam Sachs. He does the bonus hour. It's every Tuesday. There'll be another one coming up on Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern time.
iHeart, this app, a lot more. Download the Tom Likas app now. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it's time once again for Likas 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary Zeno.
It's nice that you love him so much and you're trying to help him, but he's stupid.
Let him
Beer
do
magazine.
It.
Let's try that again. Can you do that again?
Adam, it's nice that you love him so much and you're trying to help him, but he's stupid.
He is indeed. We're brought to you in part by Beer Magazine. Go to blowmeuptom.com, click on the Beer Magazine banner, get your Likas discount to a year's subscription to the now fully digital magazine devoted to beer.
Yay.
Beer Magazine.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
U.S. Marine found guilty of killing a chick with a dick.
We covered this story. Our friend was in the Philippines having a nice time, and that's when
until he found out.
Had a couple of drinks and then figured out that she was actually he, and it didn't sit too well, and he killed.
Yep.
Now he's looking at 6 to 12.
Is that all you give for that?
Yeah.
I mean, you're in the Philippines, and that's like, you know, yeah, I guess that's... That's a gift.
Lots of lady boys and stuff, and our friend had the he had some trouble. He did it. It's not even alleged. He guilted it.
He killed. You guys are all hard. Let me tell you about this James Dean situation. It may be it may be way more involved than we thought it was. James Dean, of course, the porn star, not the dead actor.
Dude from the Porsche.
Yeah. Apparently, another woman now coming forward. I think this is the fourth now, saying that he apparently raped her.
Yeah, it's no laughing matter now, because now it's becoming a Bill Cosby-esque type situation where every day it's another accuser. Doesn't mean he's guilty. It just means that another person has stepped forward. This time, our girl Stoya tweeted the following. She went to Twitter. Said, James Dean held me down and fucked me while I said no, stop, and used my safe word. I just can't nod and smile when people bring him up anymore.
Mm.
Boom, boom,
yeah, this
boom.
Is the ex-girlfriend, by the way, that we talked about yesterday, and she apparently has, you know, now joined the bandwagon against him. But apparently... says that on many occasions, our boy took his on-screen persona and brought it to the bedroom.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
He claims that they had everything was set up and it was pretty much standard operating procedure, and he was doing what they always do, and now these girls are turning on him. Mm. So I don't know what to believe. I know this is going to become something that a judge is going to have to make a decision on.
Sure. When you're Jimmy Dean, you know. That's all that needs to be said.
Yeah. I'm glad you didn't go the sausage route. I know it was tempting.
I didn't bring it up. You did.
No, because I'm always thinking of food, so automatically I think of the sausage. Which, by the way, the Jimmy Dean mini links are very good.
They are.
I'm
yes, I know.
They're
all
very
in.
Good.
I got nothing against that. A little breakfast sausage.
People
bring
argue that Johnsonville does a great job. I agree with that, too.
Right. But in reality, Jimmy Dean, small sausages, not a great name for a Pawn Star. But when you get into the bigger sausages, then we're talking about
right.
good stuff.
Right.
Good Pawn Stars. Johnsonville would be a great name for a Pawn Star.
Correct.
Because it's Johnson. And
it's a little, maybe not so much. Little Lynx.
Little Lynx. I'm just saying.
I am
dude's
glad
supposed to be known
agree.
For his penis size, not Little Lynx.
Right. But Little Lynx, as far as Jimmy Dean sausage, very good.
Yeah. This just in, Leonardo DiCaprio. Not raped by a bear. Repeat, not raped by a bear.
So stop saying it.
Fox has confirmed Leo DiCaprio not raped by a bear. Apparently he's in this movie with one of them bear trainers or something, one of those guys that goes out in the wild all the time and everything else. And at some point he's in a scene with a bear. The bear roughs him up a little bit. Somewhere along the way, somebody said the bear actually raped Leo.
And Fox, through a spokesperson, had said there is no rape scene with a bear. Yeah. Case closed, Dan. Yeah. Please stop saying there is no bear that done the raping.
The name of the movie is The Revenant. I don't know what that means, The
I
Revenant.
Don't know. Tom could
is that
tell
a word?
The definition of
Revenant?
Revenant. I don't. He knows. I don't know. Revenant.
Yeah.
I don't know. All I know is that there's no bear and there's no problem.
Right. That David Foster now divorced, married and divorced for the fourth time.
Yeah, David Foster, I mean, thankfully he made a lot of money, yeah. But he made a lot of money to give it away to all these broads. Yolanda is the latest. David Foster was with our girl, the one that used to be with Elvis. He was married to her for a long
He's
time.
He's had a couple
too.
Of really good brothers.
I mean, yeah,
no doubt about
awesome
it.
Stuff. Yeah. You know, Brody Jenner's mom, whatever, that Linda
weren't
Thompson.
They doing a,
Linda Thompson was
sure.
married to him.
Weren't they doing some kind of reality show?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. But here, this is the basically the stepfather to Gigi and Bella Hadid. Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. I did not know.
Mm-hmm. So imagine that.
Yolanda apparently has been battling Lyme disease over the last 3 years. That's always pleasant to hang around
right.
with a broad like that.
By the way, speaking of Lyme, the delicious flavors, the Lyme flavors,
no,
the 7-Upper.
No.
Oh.
No, that's Lyme. Lyme.
Oh.
Finally, a pickle alert.
Well,
for
Lime
you.
7-Up is very good.
Check out Helga Love Caddy. She's a literally that's the name she goes by. It's Love. I think it's Love Katie actually. She's a Russian model.
Yeah.
The picture I sent you is just a simple selfie in the mirror, which is absolutely retard. But go to her Instagram page and see what this Russian broad is up to.
Oh my God!
She has a ridiculous body.
You know, it's crazy. I don't see her. She looks more Latina to me. I mean,
she got a little. She looks like a little brown in there.
Looks,
yeah.
Professor approved.
She got a little sunshine.
All the way
they
around.
Do have some sunshine in Russia every once in a while.
But I'm a Love Katie too. So this is nice.
Right,
this all works
exactly.
out great.
Exactly.
Wow.
Somewhere a moon is burning people.
Look at this girl. Her tits are freaking perfect.
Plenty more news for guys.com. That's going to do it for us. I'm Gary. He's Dino.
Little links.
Check out the podcast. Yeah. GaryandDino.com is where you find it. Brand new show for you every single Friday. You just go to GaryandDino.com to download. It's GaryandDino.com from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. We're back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
This is the New Normal.
Lots of lady boys and stuff, and our friend had to... He had some trouble.